joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
We all know that Americans, I don't know if a majority, have poor eating habits, and we think about what they could do to our physical health. You were saying that it can also affect our brains in ways that we hadn't thought about before. Does having a poor diet make us more susceptible to becoming addicted to alcohol, drugs, and things like that?
Yes.
All right, well, thanks for joining us, Andy.
That's not the news we were looking for, Doc. Now explain a little bit further, if you could.
Okay. First of all, you have to understand what addiction is. So addiction is a problem with the pleasure center in the brain, which is the middle brain. And the way that happens is we have opiate receptors in our body, in our brain, in our spinal cord, in our gastrointestinal tract. And when they get stimulated, they release chemicals. Those chemicals go to the brain and they release dopamine, which is the pleasure neurotransmitter. And that gives us pleasure. And when you take drugs, that's why they're taking it. And it goes from the upper brain, which is the logic part, to the middle brain, which is purely pleasure. And eventually it takes it over where pleasure is the same thing as survival. And that's how people get addicted on drugs. The dopamine goes down to the middle brain and something called glutamate goes up to the upper brain and it eventually takes it over.
Dr. Kanter, I remember reading something a while back that people who feel that they have to have some sweets every day, a few cookies, ice cream, or whatever, are more susceptible to becoming alcoholics. Did I have that right?
Well, here's what it is. Yes, you do have that right. There's a lot of things that stimulate the opiate receptors and put you through the cycle that I just talked about. Of course, drugs and alcohol is one of them. But the other thing is foods. So things like sugar cause that same cycle. It stimulates the opiate receptors. Gluten stimulates the opiate receptors. Dairy, sugar substitutes except for stevia, nicotine and caffeine, and of course drugs and alcohol. So if you have a lot of that in your diet, you're constantly working or stimulating the opiate receptors, which are causing dopamine to be released, and it goes back and forth, then it's much easier, since you have the cycle going already, to switch from that to drugs or alcohol. And it's also not healthy for you for other reasons. It throws off the insulin mechanism, which causes more problems with sugar, and that's actually the number one addiction in America, is sugar.
I can definitely see that. So you said not stevia, right? Or stevia?
Yeah, stevia is okay. You know, in moderation. Natural stevia. That one, for some reason, doesn't stimulate the opiate receptors.
Now, that's interesting because I have right here in front of me Buy antioxidant infusion drink, and that's what's used to sweeten this product, and it only has 5 calories per serving.
Yeah, stevia, for some reason, is the only one of the non-sugars, non-real sugars that don't stimulate the opiate receptors. But even that you want to have in moderation, because eventually you start fooling the brain and the other organs that like sweets will get stimulated by sweets. So you want to have it in moderation. But that one's is the healthiest of all of them. All the others are actually worse than sugar. Some cause cancer and other things. So you want to stay away from those foods that I mentioned. Sugar, sugar substitutes, gluten, dairy products, nicotine and caffeine. All of those stimulate the opiate receptors, which will release chemicals, which will release the dopamine and get that mechanism moving. And that's what a lot of people do that are addicted to actual drugs. When they go into a drug rehab, they're not allowed to take the drugs or alcohol, so they switch right away to sugar and nicotine. I mean, if you want to make some big money, set up a little table outside of an AA or NA meeting and sell Snicker bars and coffee, and you'll be rich because everybody smokes and eats candy. Because
we don't recommend that here, Dr. Cantor. We don't recommend that.
Actually, I do. I've just started a new business.
All right. Well, that's some very interesting stuff. Dr. Cantor, thank you very much for joining us.
There's one other thing that I could mention that helps a lot. One of the things that causes a lot of these problems is inflammation. When you stimulate the opiate receptors, it gives the inflammation. So if you have a hydroxide apple in water every day, like the best one I know that I research is Aqua OH, it eliminates the acid, which causes the inflammation, and that helps a lot also.
Very good. All right. Well, we appreciate your updating us on that. Thanks so much for being on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. 7:47 in the morning.
So he just-